Welcome sa last part ng ating series na Aminin! Totoo na madalas kapag may inaamin tayo, nakafocus tayo sa ating pagkakamali. Pero matapos nating aminin ang ating pagkakamali, may magandang balita tayong maririnig. Here is today's devotion. In denial. Mahirap mabuhay in denial. Kung meron kang sakit pero binabaliwala mo ito at ayaw mong pumunta sa doktor, in denial ka. Pero paano magagamot ang sakit mo? Mapanganib ang maging in denial, especially when it comes to the condition of our hearts and how we really stand before God. Unfortunately, marami sa atin are in denial about this. We think okay tayo kay Lord as long as wala tayong inaargabyado, walang criminal offense, walang enemies. And lalo tayong confident na please si Lord sa atin kasi we go to church every Sunday. We say our prayers every morning when we wake up and every night bago matulog. And most of all, kabi-kabila ang ating charitable works. From our point of view, we're good enough for God. Unfortunately, iba ang sinasabi ng Word of God about all of us. Sapagkat ang lahat ay nagkasala at walang sinumang nakaaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos. Because God is holy, we cannot match His glory no matter how hard we try. Our best efforts are not acceptable to Him because they are still stained with sin. Only an equally holy sacrifice is acceptable to God. See Jesus, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. How not to be in denial? Aminin mo kay Lord na malaki ang problema mo dahil sinner ka. Ask for His forgiveness. Then, receive the only solution to your problem, si Jesus Christ. Makakaasa kang patatawarin ka niya at lilinisin ka sa lahat ng iyong kasalanan. Manalangin tayo. Dear Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner. Only You can make me acceptable to God. Linisin mo po ako at gawin katanggap-tanggap sa harap ng Diyos. In Jesus' name, Amen. May sinful habits ka ba? Isa-isahin mo tong i-confess ngayon sa Panginoong Jesus. Then make this declaration. Lord Jesus, by Your grace, I am forsaking this sin and I receive Your forgiveness. Declare this every day in Jesus' name. Kung sinasabi nating tayo'y walang kasalanan, dinadaya natin ang ating sarili at wala sa atin ang katotohanan. 1 John chapter 1, verse 8. Thank you for joining us in our series, Aminin. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for another life-changing message from the Word of God. Ako po si Sonja Calit. God bless you and have a great day.